Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Great Bridge, the epic story of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, Anniversary Edition, by David McCullough. Read by Nelson Runger, with a new preface by the author.
This is David McCullough. It's now nearly a century and a half since John A. Roebling, the German-American genius of suspension bridges, stated unequivocally that his proposed span over New York's East River would be, if built according to his design, the greatest engineering work of the age, a great work of art, and would testify forever to the character of the community that built it. The Brooklyn Bridge, a masterwork of granite and steel, stands today fulfilling its original purpose no less than ever, and all that Roebling promised. By far the longest suspension bridge in the world when it was completed, it was also much the tallest structure on the skyline, the beginning of high-rise, heroic New York. And for all the spectacular additions to the skyline since, the bridge remains as proud and popular a symbol of New York as is the Eiffel Tower for Paris. Engineers, architects, art historians revere it as a powerful work of art. No American structure ever built has so inspired so many photographers and painters, songwriters and poets. It has been a setting for movies, fashion ads, and television commercials beyond counting. We seem never to tire of the Brooklyn Bridge. It was built primarily to be useful, a main artery, and so it has long served. The old cavalcade of carts and carriages, steam commuter trains and trolleys, has given way to a rush of trucks and automobiles, 120,000 vehicles a day by recent count. The pedestrian parade, too, continues over the bridge's famous promenade, some 4,000 people daily, not counting the more than 2,000 bicyclists. We take great pride in it, and with good reason. It is our Brooklyn Bridge, and it was done right. One has the feeling that if you could pick it up and turn it over, you would see Made in America stamped on it. It is an icon, a potent symbol of affirmation, and especially in dark times. Can we ever forget the photograph by Steve Ludlam on the front page of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?